Now we are busy with the tafsir and overview of Surah Al-Jathiyah. Now, Surah Al-Jathiyah is the 45th Surah of the Noble Quran. It is in the 25th Juz of the Noble Quran. It is a Surah that paints a picture of the Day of Qiyamah, and that is the actual name of the Surah is gained from that. Previously we spoke about the opening verses, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had presented six ayat that take us towards His recognition. The fact that Allah has created the creation, and that He has spread out everything on earth, the animals, and that the interchanging of the day and the night, whatever Allah sends down from the skies in terms of rains and sustenance, and the bringing to life of the earth after it being dead, and the movement of the wind. These are various verses, various signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after mentioning all these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَبِأَيَّ حَدِيثٍ بَعْدَ اللَّهِ وَآيَاتِهِ يُؤْمِنُونَ. That after we've mentioned all of this in great length for you, that after we've mentioned that, so what will they believe after failing to believe Allah and His ayat? When they fail to believe things that are so clear, what else can it possibly be that would bring these disbelievers towards belief? It seems very far-fetched that anything then can bring them towards belief, towards tawheed, towards the monotheism. And therefore we are then warned about those who do not submit themselves. And there's the verse, وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ أَفَّاكٍ أَثِيمٍ. Destruction be to every lying, false sinner, an excessive liar. And there's certain ulama that have mentioned what we could term as Shani Wurud or Shani Nuzul for this verse. Who was it revealed with regards to? The one verse may have had several reasons for revelation. Some of the ulama indicate that it may have been Nadhr bin Harith that this verse was revealed. Others say it was bin Harith ibn Kalda. Another opinion is that it was about Abu Jahl and his companions. And whoever it was that it may have been, or it may have been collectively with regards to all of them that made false promises and never fulfilled what they had said in terms of making that promise, that they had promised that they would do this and that, and they never got down to doing that, and that it was really what their lives had become, an embodiment of lies and false promises. Whatever you say, whatever promise you make, yasma'u ayati Allah tutla alayhim thumma yusirru mustakbiran kallam yasma'aha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they hear the ayat of Allah, the words of Allah being recited to them, and then remain haughty, refusing to accept them as if they heard nothing. كَأَلَّمْ يَسْمَعْهَا كَأَلَّمْ يَسْمَعْهَا فَبَشِّرُهُ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Give them the good news of a painful punishment in the fire of Jahannam. That is where they are heading, to the fire of Jahannam, and that is where they will see the end result. وَإِذَا عَلِمَ مِنْ آيَاتِنَا شَيْئًا. And this Nadhr bin Harith, or whoever, is such a person that when he learns of any of our ayat, اتخذها هزوا, he mocks it. He mocks it. That is what he does. That is how he responds to the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أولئك لهم عذاب مهين. There shall be for them a humiliating, disgraceful punishment for these people who mock our ayat. من ورائهم جهنم. That in front of them or behind them, surrounding them, is the fire of Jahannam. وَلَا يُغْنِي عَنْهُمْ مَا كَسَبُوا شَيْئًا. Whatever wealth they earned will be of no benefit, of no use to them. وَلَا مَتَّخَذُوا مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ. Neither will their patrons, their deities, their gods that they had taken, that they had adopted. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. And they shall suffer a terrible punishment. They shall suffer a painful punishment because of their ignorance and their obstinance. Allah then concludes this theme by saying, Hada Huda. Now this Quran is a great means of guidance. And those who follow its guidance will be greatly rewarded. As for On the other hand, those who disbelieve, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ, and those who disbelieve in the verses of Allah, لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مِّن رِجْزٍ أَلِيمٍ, for them awaits a painful punishment of immense great proportion, for those who disbelieve in the ayat of the Rabb. So Allah making things very, very clear in these verses, that what is it that the kuffar, how they conducted themselves, and what awaits them in the Akhirah. That brings us up to verse number 11 of the surah.